When I was an Army chaplain, my soldiers asked me all kinds of questions about God, life, relationships, the Bible, and answered them as best I could. They also called me Padre. Welcome to the Dear Padre podcast. I'm glad you're here on this day of the eclipse that's coming through Pflugerville. And my thoughts about that are posted yesterday, but I want to wish everyone a safe and good and wholesome time. And if you need to reflect on what you felt, let me know. I'm still profoundly affected by the eclipse of 2018 that I was in the totality of in South Carolina, unexpectedly, really. I was there for my last reserve duty, or one of my last reserve duties, at the chaplain school where I taught. And I was not ready for the emotional impact of that event. And I've been a little down today, just kind of dreading what is to come today. So please pray for me if you can, and I'll pray for you. And we'll get through all this together. I know it's just an eclipse, but I was not ready for what I felt that day. And I hope you are ready for if you're in the path of the totality. Doesn't matter if the sun's shining or the clouds are up, doesn't matter. The eclipse is still going to happen, and it's still pretty amazing. All right, have a good day. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 14. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord pushed the sea back by a strong east wind all night, turning the sea into dry land. The waters were split into two. The Israelites walked into the sea on dry ground. The waters formed a wall for them on the right hand and on their left. The Egyptians chased them and went into the sea after them, all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and cavalry. As morning approached, the Lord looked down on the Egyptian camp from the column of lightning and cloud and threw the Egyptian camp into a panic. The Lord jammed their chariot wheels so that they would turn easily. The Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites because the Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the waters come back and cover the Egyptians, their chariots, and their cavalry." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. At daybreak, the sea returned to its normal depth. The Egyptians were driving toward it, and the Lord tossed the Egyptians into the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the cavalry. Pharaoh's entire army that had followed them into the sea, not one of them remained. The Israelites, however, walked on dry ground through the sea. The waters formed a wall for them on their right hand and on their left. The Lord rescued Israel from the Egyptians that day. Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the amazing power of the Lord against the Egyptians. The people were in awe of the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The destruction of Pharaoh's army in the Red Sea was a great deliverance from certain death. Pharaoh had sent and was leading this horde of cavalry and chariots to overtake the slower moving Israelites. They were surrounded, and their escape through the Red Sea is precipitated by this near attack by this mounted force of soldiers. This is definitely a raid to come and destroy them, maybe kill a number of them and make the rest come back into slavery, maybe kill all of them all at once, maybe to just try to get them to come back. Hard to know what the motive was completely, but it was not a good one. It was, in many ways, you could see this as self-defense, God defending God's people from certain annihilation, especially upon the most vulnerable of the Israelites. And God saves them. And so this event is celebrated in the Old Testament. There's a song, the Song of Moses, in the next chapter that we will sing in just a moment as one of our canticles in Easter season. Miriam sings a song as well, Moses and Aaron's sister. It's a grand moment that lives forever in the stories of deliverance. And yet there is a human cost to it. We think of those soldiers of Pharaoh's chariot army and cavalry and the horses as well that perish in the Red Sea as the waters collapse over them. Even in the moments of deliverance, there is horror and tragedy. Later commentators will make it very clear that while they are rejoicing in Pharaoh's army being drowned in the Red Sea, as the song goes, they are simply rejoicing in God's deliverance, not in the death of anyone, especially even their enemies. It is hard to not rejoice in the death of our enemies. It is hard not to rejoice a little bit when people that are doing awful things are destroyed. And we certainly should praise God and thank God for deliverance from the hand of the wicked. All the while remembering that even God doesn't really celebrate the death of the wicked. As God says later in Scripture, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So we have this deliverance, and all deliverance comes at some cost to someone. This deliverance through the Red Sea is the event that Jesus speaks of in his transfiguration when he's there on the mountain with Moses and Elijah. Moses, a character in this very story, he talks about his exodus, the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus and ascension to the Father's right hand is the exodus of the church. It is our exodus moment. It is our deliverance through the Red Sea. It is our salvation. And so we look to the crucifixion and resurrection the way the people of God look to the Exodus event through the Red Sea. And while there was destruction of these enemies, the salvation of those living Israelites who got through the sea, escaping slavery, are the main focus of celebration for them and for us. Amen. The Song of Moses on 85. I will sing to the Lord, for he is lofty and uplifted. The horse and its rider has he hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my refuge. The Lord has become my Savior. This is my God, and I will praise him, the God of my people, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a mighty warrior. Yahweh is his name. The chariots of Pharaoh and his army has he hurled into the sea. The finest of those who bear armor have been drowned in the Red Sea. The fathomless deep has overwhelmed them. They sank into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in might. Your right hand, O Lord, has overthrown the enemy. Who can be compared with you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, awesome in renown, and wonder of worker of wonders? You stretched forth your right hand, the earth swallowed them up. With your constant love, you led the people you redeemed with your might. You brought them in safety to your holy dwelling. You will bring them in and plant them on the mount of your possession, the resting place you have made for yourself, O Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, that your hand has established. The Lord shall reign forever and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.